Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Kuf Dalet. We're holding our Kuf Gimel Amud Beit. Let's start again at the two dots. So Omer Rabbi Yehuda Matziru Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. So we had Shem Mishimon or Shem Mishmuel, and the Gemara asks, it's not really true because when you write the mem in the middle of a name like Shmuel or Shimon, it's a mem betuchan. Over here, it's the mem of the word Shem, which is another name, is Satum. So anybody who's looking at it knows that the mem of Shimon, which is Patuach, is not really the word Shem. Om Reb Chista Zot Omeret Satum Vasa'o Patuach Kasher. From here you see that the tzura of the mem, whether it's open or closed, would be kosher in either event, and therefore this is a kosher ktav of the word Shem. As the Gemara, la halacha, that doesn't seem to be true. Meitvei uchtavtam. What's the lashon uchtavtam by mizuzot? That the din over there is shetei ktiva tama. The ktav has to be absolutely tam, shalem, whole. Meaning, shelo yechtov alfin, ainin, ainin, alfin. Don't mix up between an olive and an ayin. Now Rashi learns that that means that since there are people who don't pronounce properly the difference between olive and ayin, therefore they just write it. But that's not a din in ktivah. That's a din in the wrong oat. Therefore, the Rishonim argue on Rashi and say that the meaning is that you don't write the olive as if it's a backward ayin. In other words, the vav of the olive that connects the two yuds on either side of the olive has to be straight. If you bend the vav of the olive so that it looks like it's going up, then what happens is if you take off the left-hand yud, you have a backwards ayin. And that is not kosher fiktav. So it's telling you how to have, you need to write your aleph with a completely straight mid-piece of the aleph. You get the picture? You have the pictures in the back? So, okay, it's not, if it's not there, I don't want to waste time on it. Don't write a bet as if it looks like a chofim. Chofim should not look like beis. Gimels should not look like tzadin. Tzadik should not look like a gimel. So that the oath of the tzaddik is a backwards gimel that again teaches us the wrong way that you would write the tzaddik or the gimel, because even though they're essentially the same letter, except one is the bottom and one is the top. So if you invert, good heavens, what are these? Yeah, but we're talking mostly
tzaddik and a gimel.
No, this is bad news. Okay. Do you have that? You have the book that our president uses?
It's not here.
Not here. Okay. If you want to see the right ktav, take a gimel, turn it upside down, and the similarity to a tzaddik in the case that you would spread the gimel apart, it would look like a tzaddik, which teaches you how not to write a gimel. So it doesn't mean literally don't make your gimel into a tzaddik, which doesn't make any sense. But don't have it have the same tzura on the bottom that the tzadi has on top, and vice versa. So these tell us many, many dinim that the Rishonim learn out about ketivat ha'otiyot. A dalet should not look like a reish should not look like a dalet. A hey should not look like a chet should not look like a hey. A vav has to be clearly a different size than the yud is a different size than a vav. A zayin should not be a nun sofit by making it a little bit too long, which would make it look exactly like the nun. The nun sofit should not look like the zayin. A tet should not look up like a pei, and a pei should not look like a tet. Now, they don't look anything like each other. And therefore, once again, it's teaching us that when you write the tet, you have to be careful not to bend the tet in to such an extent that if you would separate the left-hand side, it would essentially look like a pei. You get the picture? So it just goes across, but it doesn't bend over. If it would bend over into the oat, then you could separate it out into a pei and a vav. And that is not the correct way to write the tet. These are psulim, right. They're learned out from the actual din of ktav. Tet, so pedom yerpe tet. Make sure that the otiot, or you start getting into trouble here, the kfufim, don't mix up with the pshutim, and the pshutim do not mix up with the kfufim. So in other words, if you have over here the chof, or the pei, and the tzadi, and the nun, then make sure that the ones that are meant at the end of the letters to be straight don't end up being bent over. And, whoops, p'tucha lo yasena, the p'tuchim can't be stumim, and the stumim can't be p'tuchim. You said it makes no difference. And that if you have the mem patuach and a mem chatum. They're interchangeable, and therefore you're chayav on shem mishimon. This is what, once we got to here, we could have stopped, but we'll continue on to do the entire thing. Parsha Petucha. Now we're talking about the graphical separations. The Parsha Petucha lo yasenu stuma, and the stuma lo yasenu petucha. If you write a normal parsha so that it looks like the Shira has these gaps in it, makes it look like the E. Cummings poetry with the pieces on top in different places, or vice versa, you keep the Shira looking like it's prose instead of poetry, you make it look Yotziba, or you write without real ink, or you write maybe Yutke Vovke, every time you get to the Shem Hashem, you write it in gold, thinking that's a big hitter for the Sefer Torah. So in all of these cases, you have to be Goynes the Sefer Torah. So how could we say that Shem Mishimon is a proper ketiva? Answers the Gemara, who do you make a Tana? There is a Tana that obviously holds that is a correct way of ketav. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, Ne'amar b'sheni v'niskehem. It's interesting that we have every single day of Sukkot. Basically, you have exactly the same laning. You just change the numbers, right? So that you're bringing the different number of parim, k'neged yumot ha'olam, except for some strange changes. And that is that on the second day, what it says over there is v'niskehem, instead of v'niskam. And you have on the sixth day, unisacheha, instead of v'niskam. And on the seventh day, instead of saying k'mishpat, it says k'mishpatam. Those are the only changes. Now, if you put those three changes together, what are the differences in the letter? Mem, yud, mem. Mem, yud, mem spells mayim. And therefore, this is a remez. L'nisuch ha-mayim min ha-torah. So there, how could we be dorish mem, yud, mem, if the first mem is a mem situma, not a mem petucha? How could it possibly spell mayim? There you go. So therefore, it must be that it's kosher.
That's a remez.
Okay, but it's not even a remez if that's not the correct ketav. It must be that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. Cool. This is the Otiot Boz. The Zohar learns Boz. This is a remez to Miten he should call on Beitobi Ava Boz Yavuzulo. There's a reference in Kohelet to this pasuk that the Umes Olam at the Parim and so on and so forth. That's all that they see as being kosher. They want the love that's involved in the gift of the Nisuch HaMayim. They couldn't give anything for it. Now, if, according to this, a mem, which is supposed to spell mayim, the first mem, is now satum. So that means the patuach that became satum is kosher. So then vice versa, it also follows it would be kosher, right? So if it was satum, and you made it patuach, such as shem, which is supposed to be satum, except it's written over here as shem because you were going to write Shimon or Shmuel, that means that if you left it, patuach would be also kosher. So therefore, it follows, if you hold a Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, that in either direction it would be kosher. So it's more not true. Not true at all. Just because we found that somebody holds that a mem that should have been patuach, that you made satum is kosher, which is the remez tamayim, the niskehem, that's because a patuach vasa'o satum is you are making it a higher form of the oath. But if you leave it open, you're making it a lower form of the oath. Why do we say that? Because since Rav Chisda said that the letters Mem and Samach in the Luchot HaBrit were miraculous, because as we're going to see, the letters went straight through the Luchot from one side to the other. Therefore, the two letters that have a middle piece have to stand there miraculously, because how did the middle piece get in there? Since the Luchot weren't magnetic, what held them in place? So they were held in place, always b'nais. But that means that the mem that was in the Luchot was a mem that had a middle, which must have mean that it was satum, because otherwise, if it was patuach, didn't have a middle, you could have just held it in place by its connection to the upper part. So therefore, the original mem was, in fact, a mem that was closed all around. Masha Inkin, the other mem, is lower class. Why? Because satuvi aso patuach, you've made it less of a kadosh ot. Gerue kamigareale, the Omer of Yirmi Avivitem Rebchia Barava Mansepach. The reason we put it in that order, which is not the order in which these letters appear in the Torah, but these are all of the letters, the five letters that have a different surah at the end of the word or in the middle of the word, right? But we put it in this order because we want it to be a remez to min tzofim, The ones who said this were the Nevi'im in the Dorot. They were Mechadesh, the letters of Manzipah. So that means that they're lower class letters because they're human created Ktav, as opposed to the original Ktav in the Luchot. Ah, oh, come on, says the Gemara. You can't really believe that that's what that means. V'tizbara. V'aktiv Eila HaMitzvot. When the Torah says Eila HaMitzvot HaShetziva Hashem et Moshe, it means you cannot change anything. So how could you believe if Mikan She'in HaNavi Rishai L'Chadesh Davar Me'ata, from this point on, there can be no chidushim in the halakha that are not based on the Torah that exists? So how can you think that the Nevi'im created new letters? It's absurd. Must be that these letters were in the Luchot and they were kosher letters from the beginning, except that we didn't know where to use the Patuach and where to use the Psotum. We didn't know whether it goes at the beginning of a word or the end of the word. Came along the Nevi'im and they were mitakein, which to put in the middle, which to put at the end. What do you mean they were mitakein? It's the same problem. You're not answering anything. I'm asking the same question, okay, Akati? Ready for the same question? Eila HaMitzvot, Shein HaNavi, Rishay LaChadesh Davar Miatas. How could they make a new takana of how to write? Okay, I don't mean that they were mitakein. Shakhum, we forgot the original way. Because Ruvi Yazdun, Mansapach, came to reinstitute the correct way of writing the letters. And therefore, it does not make any difference in terms of the Kedusha of the letter, whether it's a Patuach or a Satum. And because of that, we can bring a right from Rav Yehuda ben Petera that HaKotev Shemit Mishim'on, even though the Mem remains not Satum the way you think it ought to be, doesn't matter. So he argues on Uchtaftam of Ktivatama. Gufa.
So the Luchos were Vashirus. The form of the letters were like we have.
Yeah, except that we forgot that.
But then did it change to another form?
That's the problem. The Parsha was talking about Ktav Ashurik, because in the Ktav Levon, that's one of the riyas that the din of the Shinoi. We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll talk in detail. Okay. Omer Chista. Let's take a look at what he said more closely. Gufa. Omer Chista. Mem v'samach shebeluchot b'neis hayu omdim. Once we're looking at this, let's understand that what Rav Chista was saying was essentially that the letters of the Luchot penetrated throughout the entire piece of the Luach. So, Ktav shel Luchot nikra mibifnim, v'nikra mibachutz, which would mean, not that the Luchot were written, mizeo mizehim ktuvim, meaning that you had the same message on both sides, so that either side would be read the same. In fact, it was written on both sides because the Ktav, in the correct order, went all the way through the Luach so that the back of the Luach would be a mirror image of the Ktav that was on the front of the Luach. So if you turn the Luchot around, it would look like it was written, but it was written backwards. So that it was Nikra Mibifnim and Nikra Mibachutz. In which case, had there been the word Navuv in the Luchot, which of course wasn't there, but that would have been read as Buban. And isn't that cute? And if the word Bahar had been written in the Luchot, it would have been read as Rahav. Or Saru would have been written as viruses. Look at that. So all kinds of interesting. Now, of course, Tosfos says, what the heck? I mean, why in the world would we choose words that don't appear in the Luchot in order to give an indication? This is one of those very mysterious Gemaras with Ramazim. One of the simpler Ramazim is that they say like this, that the Luchot weighed like 40 tons. There was no way for Moshe Rabbeinu to hold up the Luchot, except that the Ktav of the Luchot held up the Luchot. When it came time to break the Luchot, so the Otiot were Porchot, which meant that the Luchot would obviously fall right off his hands and smash. And that is Merumas, in that the Navuv, which are the letters that were Navuv Chukok, in the Luchot, they were Soro Bahar Sinai. So they flew away on Har Sinai, and that was the end of the very Luchot that have this Ktav. So therefore we choose these letters. Okay, as you can imagine, there are hundreds of these Ramazim, because it's a very mysterious choice to put a virus into the Luchot.
Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the Luchot.
Well, how it's true, but once he made that decision, then...
Yeah, that kind of mashkas.
Isn't there something called Atbash or something?
That we're going to get... We're about to get to Atbash. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the strangest thing happened today. Some kids walked into the Beis HaMedrash and they started saying things about letters, Amru Mili, that even in the days of Yeshua, who himself was the son of the letter Nun, They knew things that the Yeshua, the son of Nun, didn't, he didn't even say himself. From those days, nobody had insights into letters like these kids. Now, these kids, it sounds like they're little kids, but it turns out in the Yerushalmi, it was the Yerushalmi talks about one of these winter days, and nobody had come into the Beis Hamikdash. And only these kids show up. And these kids are Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. No, but they're little kids, you know. And at the end of the story, it says, well, you see from here, you can always tell the future of a kid, even when he's young. You know, but anyway, so they started talking between themselves. And in the story in the Yerushalmi, it says, well, how come only the Tzofim get to talk about letters? Why don't we make ourselves like the Tzofim and do the Mansapach for the whole Olive Beis? So there they were learning Bereshit. Before you get the Bereshit, you have to do Olive Beit. So they analyzed the Olive Beit. And even Yehoshua ben Nun hadn't done that. So Aleph Beit. Aleph Beit means Aleph. Teach yourself Beit. Be not. Of course, we know the Bayit of Bereshit is, in fact, that's the remnants to Bina, which is Bayit. And the Gimel Dalit, and then be Gomel Dalim. So you have to do Torah, and you have to do Gemilut Chasadim. And if you take a look at the Regal, you see the Gimel? Why is the Gimel stretched out on the bottom to the left, towards the Dalit? I'll tell you why. Because somebody who's going to be Gimel Chasadim, he finds a Dal, he finds a poor man, so he runs after him to find him. Morut Sachar Dalim. And how come the Dalit is a little bit, the foot of the Dalit is a little bit bent towards the Gimel, towards the right, like Avaya Gimel, because the Ani has to make sure that he allows himself to be in a position to allow the Gomel Chasadim to be Gomel Chasadim to him, Limtzele Nafshik. And why does the Dalit look away from the Gimel? To teach me that you don't want to embarrass him, so you give him Betzina, and that way he doesn't see who's giving him. Keechet Alodikzef, you don't want him to be embarrassed. Hey Vav. Now Hey Vav, that's one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to talk about that. And that, of course, Aniva Ho Shiona, that's the Shem Hey Vav that comes out of the Shem Godol. And then we have Zach Tai Kol. Now that means Imata Osekin. If you keep the above issues of Gomel Dalim and so on and so forth, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Zion you. He'll be Zion you. He'll give you lots to eat. And he'll be Chet you. He'll be Chenotcha. He'll give you Chen. He'll be Tov you, he'll be Metiv to you. He'll be Yud you, which he'll give you a Yerusha. And he's going to put a Chof Cheter on you, Le'olam Haba. Now, we then get to a letter of Mem, which is open, and then we have a Mem, which is shut. That tells me that there are some things, Ma'abar Patuach, and some things that are Ma'amar Satun. Some things, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're supposed to analyze openly. Then you have other things, like Ma'ase Merkava. Those things are not meant to be open to all. Then we have a nun that is kufa, and a nun that's pshuta. A nun is a ne'eman, and he should be kafuf, and be very modest in olam hazeh. And then olam haba becomes a ne'eman pashut, in which everyone can see his full glory. Samach ayin means smoch aniyim, let them rely on you. And then, lishna brina, another way of understanding that is Samach Ayin Simanim Aseh. Make yourself lots of simanim in order that you should remember the Torah Ukneota. Then we get to Pei. Pei is Kufa, Pei is Pshuta. That means sometimes your mouth is open and sometimes your mouth is shut. Well, it depends. If everybody and his uncle is opening a yeshiva, you can close yours. And if nobody is there to teach, then you should open your mouth and teach. Then we've got Atzadi Kvuf and Atzadi Pshuta. That tells us that a tzaddik can be bent over b'olam hazeh, and he becomes a tzaddik that's pashut in olam haba. That's cheating. You said that already. I mean, because really, tzaddik be'emunato yichyeh, which means that the ne'eman kafuf, the ne'eman pashut, the same thing as the tzaddik kafuf, and the tzaddik pashut. So now you're just saying the same old drasha again. I mean, gosh, even Yehoshua ben Nun could have figured that one out. No. Because Bikan, you see, it's telling you, Osif l'cha katuf kfifal kfifato. You've got to be even more bent over than you thought, because if you are a Neman, you are a Tzaddik, it teaches you that Bikan shnitna Torah b'manud rosh, the Torah was given in very great anova, beretet, be'ema, be'ira, and because of that, you have to be very, very careful with respect. Now, Kuf stands for Kadosh, and Resh stands for a Rasha. So why is it that the face of the Kuf is turned away from the Resh, which isn't really true, except it's a Lishna Ma'aliyah, says Rashi, it's the Resh that's looking away from the Kuf, right? As the Resh faces the other way. Because essentially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that, you know, I don't want to look at him. I can't stand this guy. So why is it then that the tag on top of the kuf faces towards the direction of the reish? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, if you do tshuva, I'm going to give you a tag. I'm going to give you a keter off of my head, so to speak. I'm going to give you a keter, kamoni. Our relationship is always open, even though we're not looking at each other. There's always a chance. And why then does the kuf, the regal of the kuf, hangs down? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to touch the top, because if the Russia does tshuva, he should be able to flip right in that little hole between the bottom of the top of the regal of the kuf and the body of the kuf. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a special hand. Ask the Gemara, but why can't he go into the regular hole to the right? If it would have been connected, you can still find your way back into the Kedusha by going around at the right-hand side of the regal, right? No. This teaches us, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Imo leitzim hu yalitz, v'la navim yitein chen. No, not the difference over there. Hu yalitz is that he will allow them to be melitz, but to anavim he will give some, give chen. This teaches me that if somebody is bali tamei, you allow him to find his way. But if somebody's bali taher, then you go out of your way to help him. Mesayim, there's yitein, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier for him than otherwise it would have been. Shin stands for sheker. Tav stands for emet. Now why is it that sheker, all of the letters of sheker, kuf, reishin, are next to each other, but the letters of emet are the furthest apart they could possibly be? First letter of the alphabet, middle letter of the alphabet, and last letter of the alphabet. Obviously, they're very, very different. That's because there's so much lying in the world. Anywhere you look, you got all the lies in one place, you know. But to find somebody who's real, oh man, you got to look all over. So Mashikra Shchiach, that's the pshat. Kushta, which is MS Lo Shchiach, difficult to find. And how come Sheker, Shin Kuf Resh, all have one leg, but Emet is like it's all the letters are built with solid bottoms? Why is that? Well, that's because Emet is Malbein Lebune, because Kushta Koi, Sheker, doesn't stand. Emet stands, but Shikra Lo Koi, it's bound to fall over. Ain't no Raglan. Exactly.
It's a regular.
It's a regular, literally, yeah. Okay, now that does the standard olive bait. Now let's get on to Atbash. And we don't want to say for Yetzirah the various.
He's all from the Dardikin.
So now, we're having a good time that day. So now the Atbash, which is part of the alphabets of the Sefer Yetzirah, where we fold the alphabet into two, and the olive matches the tuf, and the base matches the shin, and so on. So now let's go through that olive bait. So first we have the Atbash to Rishoyim, because an Atbash basically connects the beginning of things to the end of things. So it's obviously a picture of Schar Le'atid Lavo, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. That's how it appears in the Sefer Yetzirah. So first we'll look at it from the point of view of Rishoyim. Atbash, otita av. You treat me with disgust. Am I supposed to want you? Atavel lo, am I supposed to want this guy? Bash, there's no cheshek, bilo chashak. Does he expect shmiya chulalav? Gar, gufo, timei. Is he expecting some reish? Arachem alav? Dak, he sealed the doors, you know, that I opened for him. Dal totai na'al. Karnav lo agadea, will I not cut the guy down? Anyway, atkan midat rishayim. Midat tzadikim reads like this. At bash, if you go through life with busha, then gar dak. Imata osekein, live with me in the sky. Live bedok ha-shamay. Hatz vap. There should be a chatzitza between you and vap and af. Zachastan, einat amizdazeya min hasatan. You have nothing to fear. Yam kol. Ah, those are the words of hell, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, throw the lot of them into the sea, meaning into me. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you, nuts? Achaz batajip. Ani chas alehem. No, these are good people. Sheba'atu bajip, meaning that they turn their selves away from cheap sex and junk, and therefore I care about them. And dakats, because of that I view them as dakimim. They are kanimim, tzadikimim. These are good people. Why should I throw them into hell? But halak, you have no part of the action of these people. But, says Gehenim, marzan shat, says Gehenim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mori, zaini, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my master, give me something to eat from the children of Shat, of Shait, meaning all of these humans over here. They're all the same. Give me the Goyim, give me the Jews, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No way, Jose, Albam, Gandas, Not these guys. These guys are going to Gandas, the Gan of Hadassim, which is Gan Eden. Says Gehenim. Oy, Havap. Says Gehenim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin. I am so ayef. I'm so hungry. I've got to have some food. So, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, to Gehenim. Zatzchak. You kidding? These are the chelik of Yitzchak. But don't worry, Tar, hold on. Yesh kat, Tar, wait. Yesh likitot, kitot shalom v'deiko chafim, shani noten lecha. There's plenty of goyim coming your way, and you will be well fed.
Not all these are adbashes.
No. I'm sorry. I should have explained. We moved on to another olive bait in the Sefer HaYetzirah here, which is matching a three-section olive bait, in which the olive bait is folded in three ways and then put together.
And that would magnetism.
Yeah. Same. Well, right. So that's the Aleph Chet Samach Beit Tet Ayin Gimel Yud Pei. Right? You can see where we're going here. So the middle part of the Aleph Beis is bent over against the top, and then the bottom folds down in the other direction.
Okay.
Right? So these are all different ways of creating a world. If you're interested in building any universes, we can have a workshop on Monday night, maybe. They aren't of the Kochavim. This is about of the Kochavim. All right, here comes the words of our great and beloved president.
Dr. Heilige Mishnah.
HaKotev Shteyotiyot Be'elam Echad. Getting on now to the Shiurim and the Tziruf. So somebody writes two otiyot, and there was no Zechira in between, he would be Chayav. And actually, it doesn't have to be written mamash in ink. It could be written bidyo, or besam, or besikra, or bekumus, or bekankanton. The Gemara is going to go through these ingredients in a moment. And anything else that makes a permanent mark, or hold of art, shuroshim. And it doesn't matter where you write it. You can write it even on two walls of a building that meet in the corner, so at least they can be read together. Or you can write it on two pages in your notebook, which can be read together. You'd be chayev. If you write it on your own flesh, you'd also be chayev. How about if you scratch the letters into your skin? Misaret al bisaro. Rabbi Eliezer says that's considered to be derech tiva, and you're chayev a chatat, echachomim or poter. But if you wrote these letters with things like strawberry juice, mashkin, or other bay perot, or bavak drachim, you just mixed a little bit of, made some muddy stuff, avaka sofrim, which is, there's this dark remnants and that are, after your ink dries, you put it back in water, that doesn't last. Ubechol davar she'inu mitkayem, anything that is not a permanent writing, you're potter. If you write by holding your hands backwards, la'achar yado, you write with your toesies, you write with your mouth, you write with your elbow or your underarm, or you write one letter on a word that had already been written, and you figure, okay, since there was already letters there, I'm just adding a letter, and now I have a shir. So you wrote ot echad instead of two, but it was somach liktav. Or you wrote a letter and then another letter, but it was already on top of a letter that had been written. So it didn't add a new letter onto the page, it just went over the ink on the same letter, so it's ktav agavi ktav. Or you wrote two letters, but your kavana was to write one letter. You were going to write a chet, and then somehow the pen skipped when you were on the top of the chet and didn't connect the two zayins that make the chet, and you ended up with writing two zayins. You write one letter on the wall down on the ground and the other part on the ceiling, achat bikora. Or you wrote on two non-connected walls that aren't at the corner, shtei kotlei habayit. Or on two separate pages that you can't put together in your notebook, al shnei dapei pinkas ve'eino ne'agim zeim zedir. Actually, the pinkas they had was written on wax. They would then erase with erasable screens. Really modern stuff. It was a slate. Or katav ot echad notrikut. Or you wrote a single letter, which was shorthand for an entire word. That's why it's called notrikin, which is the modern word notary. It comes from exactly the same thing. A notary is a sofer in Greek. So these sofrim would write in shorthand. It's crazy. You just write, like the Minchas Chinuch, it's all shorthand. You know, you can't read a word of it, the old Minchas Chinuch. So if you write like that, Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra says, then that's a letter. So if you write mem, and the mem stands for maaser, so then you wrote the word maaser, so you'd be chayav. The chachamim of potrim is not the meaning, it's the actual oat. What are these various things? And here we have the help of our notary. Well, any attorney is a notary in the U.S. So our notarion says that the notricon, dio, is diuta. Okay, that's the way we make our complicated inks with their ingredients. Sam is sama. That's a big help in Aramaic, and that would be in English.
He calls it yellow-tinged arsenic.
Okay, no, that's correct. It's arsenic, and its color is, in fact, a yellow, so good. Sikra, what's that? Omar Rabbar Barbakana. Well, Sikra in Aramaic is called Sakarta, and it's used, Rashi says, to make trees seem red. And in English, it's called?
It's also a yellow-based red paint.
That's almost as bad as Uncle Art. Oh, my gosh. Okay, kumus. Kumus is kuma, which is a resin from a tree. Kan kantom, says Rabbar Barbakana. Shmuel said that was Charta, the ushkefe, which is used for dyeing leather, which I think is cupric sulfate. Very good. There we go. Well, b'chol davar shuro shame, anything that makes a permanent, what do you mean anything? Latuyemai? Latuyahadatani Rabbi Hananya, katvo b'meitaria v'avtza kosher. If you write with water that has some learned meitaria, means water, rainwater that has dripped through the roof, and it's dyed with all kinds of stuff that comes out of the mortar and so on, and you never get rid of those stains. Others learn it's a type of pre. Does he bring the type of pre? All right. Or afatsi. Galnut is afta. No, meitaria is something else. Afta is galnut. But afta, kosher. Right before afta. What? Right before the galnuts. What's it say?
Tari.
Thanks. Kosher. Tani Rebbe, chia kitavoba avar. If you write with lead, b'shachor, b'shichor, you would be, it would also be a real ktav. That's a reference to a get, so it's mitkayim, and it's a real ktav. And therefore, on Shabbat, you would be chayav.
Is that graphite?
Yeah. It's a machlokas. I mean, Rashi, it's a machlokas we've shown him, really, whether shichor is a reference back to the Adar Mint in the Mishnah, which Tosfos Steiner doesn't make sense, because that was hard to do, shkefi Adar Mint, Rashi said.
It's all permanent.
All permanent. Hamisareto bisoro. So someone writes by making a red line, by wrecking his skin. Tanya, Malam Reb Eliezer Chachamim. Well, obviously that's a good way to write, because when they had to smuggle out of Egypt all of those formula for Hogwarts, nobody was supposed to know the spells, and they would check your body to make sure they gave you a pat down. And this guy, Ben Satata, he had written down the entire textbook on his tummy just by scratching it into him, right? So it's Bisrita Shal Bisaros. You see that that's the way to write. Say the Chachamim, right. That guy was a madman. Shotehaya, Emevin Rayam and Ashotim. You can't bring riots from madmen. We're talking about normal human beings. Anybody who would do something like that, it's got to be out of his mind. Katav Otechat Samuch L'Ktav. Now, this Mantana says Rav Baravuna clearly is not going like Reb Eliezer, because Reb Eliezer is the one who says that if you add a stitch to an already existing knit, then then you don't need to have two batim, because you're adding a bayit that's now mitkayim to a stitch, a sweater that was already in the middle of being made. So here too, if you already have the letter there from before, if you're adding the other letter, then that would be chayav alib the Reb Eliezer. And therefore, the ktav here is not going like Reb Eliezer, it's going back to Chachomi. How about if you write ktav agabe ktav? Who is the author of this? Says Reb Chisra, well, I'll tell you one thing, it sure is not like Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Yehuda, of course, he may have some personal prejudices here because of his name. If somebody needed to write Yudke Vovke, okay, in the Sefer Torah, and he made a mistake and he wanted to write Yehuda, but he left out the Dalet. And then he realizes, oh my God, that works out perfectly. Yudke Vovke, just what I was really supposed to write. Yes, but your Kavana was for Yehuda. So Lohi Tilbo Dalet, how do you make the Shame Kodesh? Write over it again with your Kumus. You can't erase it, but you can be Makadish it. So he's Makadish it. Divrei Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim, ein ha-shem min ha-mufkar. That's not a very good shame. Now, what they're really saying is that it's possible. What do you mean that's not a very good shame? So some learn that's a response to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Chachamim are saying, afilu shitascha, that's not the right way to write a shame. But others say, since a shame needs to be min ha-mufkar, to be kosher, this shame is not min ha-mufkar. Tana, katav otechad v'ishlim al ha-sefer. But how about if this is the last letter in the Tanakh. Now you finish writing your Tanakh. Or you were Orik Chut Achad, and by doing this one Chut, you were mashing the entire Begad. There's nothing else to do. Then you would be Chayav. Why would you be Chayav? Who's the Tana that says, this says Rav Abarvan? Well, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, Achat al Arik Chayav. Rav Ashi says, why would it be Rabbi Eliezer? Then why would it have to be Mashlim the entire Begad, or the entire Sefer? And Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a din of Hashlama necessarily. And Rabbi Eliezer, it's a din of having a Shiur. Therefore, Afilotem Rabbanan, there's a difference if you're Mashlim the entire thing. We're over there now. Here's about Chokas Rishonim. Over there's the Chiyav Makeb Patish, or is this a Chiyav where everybody is made that the Chashibut of the Gemira, you'd be chayev even on the Ktav, or even on the Ariga, or even, according to some, you'd chayev on two, both from Makeb Patr. Omer Rabami, Katav Otechat Pitzveria. If you write one letter in Barnea's neighborhood, the Achat Pitzipori, in Barnea's neighborhood, you're chayev. Because it's Ktiva, the only problem is you haven't brought it together. Wait a minute. That's crazy. We said even if it's in the same house, but it's on two different walls, and one is on the right-hand wall, one is on the left-hand wall, then it's not considered to be ketiva. Or if you write it even in the same notebook, but it's on two different pages, and they're enei gimzeim zeh, the Mishnah says you're potter. And over here you're saying you're chayev when it's so separated that one is in Tzipori and one is in Tveria, Richie. Doesn't make sense. Unless... You flew. And it was Lamar Lamar, sorry. Answers the Gemara over there in the Mishnah, it's Bechusser Maaseh Dekriva. In order to get these walls to be read together, you'd have to cut down the house, you know, take out the wall. Or you'd have to pull out the page in your notebook to put it next to the other page. Over here, it's ready to be written. It's right there on two pieces of paper that were election slogan things, you know. So you can just put them together. The only thing is you didn't. But so what? It's not Mechusser Maisev Kriva. And therefore, Achalo Mechusser Maisev the Kriva. And because of that, it would be Chayav. Mem de Shem Satum, Mem de Shimon Patuach, Omer Chisa Zotomer Satum Vasa Patuach Kasher Meitve. Uchtav Tam, Shtei Ktivatama. Shelo Yektov Alfin, Ainin, Ainin, Alfin, Beitin, Chofin, Chofin, Beitin, Gimel, Tzadi, Tzadi, Gamin, Dalton, Reishin, Reishin, Dalton, Ein, Chetin, Chetin, Ein, Vavin, Yudin, Yudin, Vavin, Zainin, Nunin, Nunin, Zainin, Tetin, Pepin, Pepin, Titin. Kfufim, Pshutim, Pshutim, Kfufim, Memin, Tzmechin, Samachim, Memin, Stumim, Petuchim, Petuchim, Zetumim, Parsha, Petucha, Lezen, Stuma, Stuma, Lezen, Petucha, Katva, Kishira, O Katava, Tishira, Kiyotze, Ba, O Shekatav, Shlo, Bedyo, O Shekatava, Taskarot, Bezahav, Reilu, Yiganezu. Yeah, but who do you are? Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yudavim Betera Omer Nermar Beshen even is Kehem Beshishiun Sachel Beshvika Bishpatam. Hare Mem Yud Mem spells Maim. Mikan Rem is an Izra Maim in Atera. Umid Patuah Vaso Satum Kasher Satum Nami Vaso Patuah should be Kasher. No, me dummy. But tu agviasa satumi luyekom aile le diom rechista mem v'samach shabaluchot b'nei sayuom din, which obviously means they were the originals. But satum v'aso patuach, those were not original. And therefore, guruyekom b'garei aile diom rebir b'yavitem rechir barava batzpach tzofi bomrum. V'tizbra, aktiv eila ha-mitzvot, she'en navi v'shay l'chadesh davar mi'ata. Therefore, you must admit, mi avi avi, just admit alo avi yadi. I bemza teva, I besof teva, came along the tzofim takninus. You haven't answered the question. Akati ela mitzvot shena navira shayla chadesh davar miata. Ela shakhom vechazru viyastum. Gufa. Omra chista memes amach shabaluchot benes hayomni. Vyomra chista ktav shabaluchot would be nikra mi bifnim and nikra bi bachutz, but backwards. Could go Navuv Bubam, Rav Bahar, Sorul Virus. Amr Rabban Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Wow, that's a dark Abe Midrash, Ramar Mila, Philip Ben Yeshua ben Nunloit, Makavate. Aleph Beit, Aleph Bina, Gimel Dalek, Gimel Dalim. My time of Pshuta, Kare the Gimel Agabi Dalachkin, Darko Shubamech Hasadim, Lorutz. Akare dalim. Umay time of pshuta kari the dalad agave gimel the lim tzlei nafshe. Umay time of mahadar api the dalad me agimel. Litan le betzina keich lo litzak mine. Hey vav zesh rosh al kadosh baruch hu who is zach tai kol im ata osa kein kadosh baruch hu zan otcha chen otcha metiv lecha noten lecha yerusha kosh lecha keter le olam haba mem ptucha mem stuma maimer patuch maimer satum nun kufa nun pshuta neeman kafuf neeman pashut la atid lavo. and samach ayin smochanim or simanim asei b'torah ukneota. Kopei kufa pei pshuta pei patuach pesatun tzarik kufa tzarik pshuta tzarik kafuf tzarik pshut. Wait a minute. Ainu neman kafuf neman pshut. Yes, pero sifuka katuf kufa kufa tov mikam shenitna haTorah b'manud rosh. Kuf, Kadosh, Reish, Rasha, my time I had a happy to Kuf, be Reish, and my Kadosh Bochin, and you call it Stakela, Barasha. My time I had a tag of the Kuf, the Gabi Reish. Omra Kadosh Baruch Hu im Choserbo ani Koshelo Keter Kamoti umai time a carried the kuf tluya the other by leil the leil the leil b'ach b'seiler ishlokish don ishlokish mai the tiv vim le tzimu yalitz una navim yitenchen bala tame potchin lo bala ter mesayino to shin sheker tav emet mai time a sheker b'kav mile emet mircha kamile shikra shkia kushtalo shkia mai time a shikra had a carried koy be emet mapin lo Kushtakoi, Shikralokoi, Atbash, Otita Av, Etavelo, Bash, Bilo Hashak, Shmia Hulala, Gar, Gufatimer, Hemala, Dak, Dalta Taina Al, Karnavlo Agadea, Atkan Midat Shaim, Avo Midat Zadikim, Atbash, Atabash, Gar Dak, Matosin Gorbadok, Hatzvat, Hatzitsa, Vibikala Av, Zahastan, Inatam is the Zeam in a Satan. Yam call Amar Sar Shogain on the Fiakadosh Borhu, Ribonashalam. Layam call Amar Kadosh Borhu. No way. A chas, but a jeep. And if Hassalim, if Tishabat, Ube jeep. Dakat, Dakimim, Kanimim, Zarikimim. Halak, Ein, Lacha, Chelepem. Umarzan, Shat, Amarganim, Fanab. Ribonashalam, Mori. Zanini, Mizaro, Shoshet. Omar le album kan das lechen alle kem le gan das af ap am ragen am oi akres bocho libanon shalom aye fanochi zat schak no alonu zaro shel yitzchak tar yesh kat tar yesh le kitot kitot shel avdei kochavim she ani noten lecha hakotev shtei otiyot be'elem echad chaya כתב בדיו בסם בסקרה בקומס בקן כתום בכל דבר שורו שם על שני כותלי זווית על שני לווחי פנקס ונעדים זה אם זה חייב הכותב על בשרו חייב המסרית על בשרו רב אליעזר מחייב חטאת וחכמים פותרים כתב במשקין, במי פירות, באבק דרכים, באבק סופרי, בכל דבר שאינו מתקיים, פטור. כותב using אחר ידו, או רגלו, או פיו, מרפקו, כתב עוד אחד סמוך לכתב, כתב אגב כתב, נתכוון לכתוב חטא וכתב שני זיינים, או כתב אחד בארץ ואחד בקורה, כתב על שני כותבי הבית, או על שני דפי פנחס דרנד נג עם זה, עם זה, פוטר. כתב עוד אחד נות ריקון, רבי יושבים בתירה מחייב, וחכמים פוטרים. דיו, דיו, תסם, סם, הסקרה, אומר רבא ברבא כאן, את סקר תשמע, קומס, אז קומה, כאן, כאן, אומר רבא ברבא כאן, המשמוע, את סחר תדעוש כפי. בכל דבר שרושם לתוי מי, לתוי ידעתני רבי חנניה, כתבו במיטריה, ואף צריך, referring to a get, כושר. תוני רבי חיה, כתבו בעבר, בשחור, בשחור, כאשר get. המסרי רבי סורתני, אומר לרבי ליעזר חכמי, מיין, that's one of the best ways to write. Hello, Ben Sarto, Tzik Shafim, Ben Mitzrayim, Besritash, Abbasaro. Oh, my, what an idiot. Amy V. Ryan, and I shot him. Katav Otakatsa Mukhliktav, Matanam Rabba Barufuna. Well, it's not like Rabbi Eliezer, because I live with Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Katalari Kayab. Ktav Agabi, Ktav Matanam Rukhis, well, it's not like Rabbi Yuda, because Rabbi Yuda said, Harisha Yatzerkliktov at Hashem, and he made a mistake, and he was going to write Yuda, Vita'a, and he forgot the Dalit, so now he's got a shame, but without Kabbalah. מעביר עליו קומוס ומקדש את דברי רבי יהודה וחכמים אומרים אין השם מן המובחר תנא כתב עוד אחד והשלימה לספר או רק חוט אחד השלימה לבגד חייב מנתן אמרה בבר אבונה רבי אליעזרי דיומר אחת על הריק חייב רבי אשתס נא מה פתאום אפילו תמר הבונן the year obviously we're talking about something new where it's משלים להשלים שייני אמרה במי כתב עוד אחד בטבריה ועוד אחד בציפורי חייב כתיבאי, אלא שמחוס הקריבה, what? וצנן כתב, כתב על שני כותרי הבית even, על שני דפי פנחס, ונג עם זה, עם זה פוטר? Yeah, because אתם מחוסר מעשה דקריבה, אך לא מחוסר, any other מעשה, except the קריבה עצמה.